говорю, вас, алло. Коллеги. Омо, вот и не все. Не пкали. Вот баба, му имя. Aba pa ma mo na lele ti oja ese yo kan.
Amen.
Ani so ke ja ti papa bo se se ma.
Wa.
Ani se mo papa so so ti aye bo ma de apo ma pa so ma bo ma de. Wo ra je be je ma ni se ni de. Nge ma ni di ku fa ma ka je ma ni wo mo sa ma de je ma ni wo be ka je be ka ma je popo.
Mama.
Papa para de abo papa que huele que papa mo huele para de de abo de mara ni suo
ni suo ya
para ni suo que tira ya ni ya di kama ya se de a que ni bo ma we ma da que le bo suo o le bo ni bo suo ma o le suo de bo ma di yo ma ke ya ni bo pa ma ke se mo da ke se bo ma we ma ka di o se ni a mo ba de a que ni suo po a se de se ma de ni ku si se ni mo ka Okay. Okay, so you need to Two songs. For the whole choir. We have a song that we play anymore. That's why your baba, if we go, that's why you go, go like that, we're a choir, we have a song in here, so. Choir, we play in our world, so I said, we have a song in here. Yeah, I'm going to say, we have a song in here.
Ya to nyere de pabo. Oh, Mamre poke mre kae gripate ni tuada
no
you got it. Why you want your tea? I said, you back on you. I'm my ass.
We want to welcome all the prayer group members tonight, including our Danande speaker, along with the people that he has brought to grace this unique program.
Lord,
we are blessed by your presence, and we thank the Lord ever so much for you, for your being here tonight. We pray that God Almighty will bless all of us and bless this program.
Amen.
This is the work of God and not the work of man. We are so excited for bringing you tonight. To the members of this prayer group, we are excited for what God is doing through you, your prayer, and all that you continue to do, preparing for this unique program. You are welcome. Yes, you are welcome, and we thank you. We want to also thank and welcome all the planning committee tonight, because they did extremely well. You are welcome, too, because without you, this program was not going to be the way it is. You work hard. We welcome you. God bless you. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, we are on the fifth appearance now. One summer, I was visiting choirs. Ever visiting choirs among us in there? I'm here going to say, you look at my choir again, and you hear my
Oh,
Okay, item 7, special reading for our pastor, Pastor Says Yoga. Only I'm going to do to answer our more. There are boosts, sir. Then you have a more. Pastor, them on your face, Yoga, yeah. Or more any killer boosts, I have what kind of body happy.
Amen.
Dr. Timothy from Ghana.
Amen. Aka unte afren, unyonke afe ni mwa, seke, inyi maka, ni boni nyon, mwambo zike nyon, neta, boka wanyan, nebe pe, unke maka, mwo zikwe, jine, unki, unke maka, opo, mwa unke nyon vye, jiki, ke unda, unke be, jine mwa vye, okla mi, jine mwa nyon, se, seke bro,
Oh, then what you? Adiga na bia bocha. Ke ajepa. Ke tira. Asegi tero amwe. Amwe la tira ke. Adiga muka otopa akopu. Bia sepa du tia yiko tia. Asegi tero kwa kwa jia. Ki ajia ala ba. Ase ni ala kwa kama kwa jia abo. Abo ya bia suwo. Wakil ake bia na pa ajie. Kia kwa mwa, kia na bre, kia de ya mwa nyuma, alabi ya dako. Mi ukuwa ke, ajia dake wiki yeso wani, nile alabi ya soki pa bote. E dire, diga ke di mawe kwa jide kwa mwa mawe, deko jia kwa la jide mawe ke mwa. Pari ya na doko jesa kume, a mwa ake wo wopo. Dia vebe pa bojo. Aswa sinye se dodo mouti eke. Dia mwopo wama de chenpo. Abo le vya suwo. Dia mwopo wama se. Amo de chenpo. Wake atile ana miti apie. Wake apaso dake. Miti de abriake. Jadi ya, wili ya di akafi ya ke ose omopo ya tibwa jiba hako o. Si omo ufungwa njire. Ufungwa njire ya ke omo ya kwa jide hako la bo jiba hawa o. Amen.
Amen.
Ya tibwa mwile mo ufungwa kwa jini njyo tuwe njidi ya jiyo kwa jiwa njwa ke emo jenwa jiyo wa ke. Oko jia kwa ni ya kwa la bo jiba hawa o.
Amen.
Ufungwa da ke mo. Wae pana atuwa ke wopo wopo. Ke kwa ke. Anjira nireke. Ama ufungwa njira o. Ufungwa njira ke apwana jivo mawa o. Eme o.
Eme.
Aleluya.
Apo nivuko ya suwo.
Eme.
Apo adira sepa suwo. Kwa hede kanche ya sepa la jivo mawa ya mbya la wo. Papa suwo bamba se pare a die le soma di duo ye mi esa na bu esa ma di duo ma ja fa kala di puenye okay ani duo mo okay I was just I think said is what up our specific choir you guys the specific choir on the dance there
okay
specific choir Okay, then we'll ask our whole choir for one song. Sit up, Lala, please. Sit up, Lala, please. Okay. I'm a job for you, dear. I'm a job for you, dear. I'm a job for you, dear.
Sit
up. Job for you, dear. I'm a job for you, dear. I'm a job for you.
Oh,
Invited by Marawija.
Come on.
Hello.
And what about Marajo? Oh, we again.
Invited by my pastor, Pastor Cobley, Timothy Cobley.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen Amen.
Mama, you're over there.
Jaya.
And do the apple and some black with him.
Okay.
Okay, that's not the
problem. Mm-hmm. Make happen by your way. Yo. Upon your mouth, whoa.
And we say that our now is the party young people do
anyway.
But I lay up with that. I need to go.
Okay.
So, me on this. Lay a less more.
Oh, that's a bum.
Okay. Naked as you can.
Okay, boss, you're in.
Emma.
How about you?
Emma.
Emma.
Emma. Emma.
Emma.
Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma. Emma.
Emma.
Emma. Emma. Oh, I don't know where man in New York and how old my ass. And for the past one, Mamma.
Amen.
Then they'll get a work up when I don't recall any of the special red boss of the fire and went grab it up. There's no man, they have one in your mom. I didn't know.
How
much was that? Dan ya pwe ya mo hola da la de monto.
Okay.
Ya pla pa pa.
Na ima.
Na de la kan ni ko. Ne al ne ko oka. Pa pa bo. Se a mo a je. Ma se je je. Era a reke kabli. Ya ma.
And Toma, and was sent it at my
bar.
You saw it, and I got what your mouth and 10,000, so no more to move more
black.
Never got this weather.
So. The first of all, my exit, I went in my door. I put what you went. You move on, you heard that I told you in there.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Gladys, my feel
yes. The first of
all, Amen.
Okay,
okay. Yeah, I'm not going to go.
Amen. Yeah, photo frame.
Yo.
I want to run in. And you want to go for
And yeah,
Anatoka.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm not a pastor, Wani.
Amen.
Amen. Daisy also go off.
Okay. To get your daughter, what needed me among the bells?
Because she knows how to count the name of
the speaker.
And somebody cried.
The bus was a new getting weak. But the bus was
a new
getting weak. But the bus was a new getting weak. But the bus was a new getting weak.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Ara mi o se mo pa o.
That's my name.
Amen.
In Jesus wonderful name.
Amen.
On behalf of Oneness Intercessory Prayer Network, I'm Pastor Timothy, along with all of my great people on the prayer line, Mother Precious from New Jersey, Minister Mike Craig from Ohio, and Minister Patricia from Philadelphia, Mother Bima from Philadelphia, Mother Jara, and Uncle Ty from Alabama, yes. North Dakota, rather, by the grace of God, but on behalf of all of our members in London, in America, in Liberia, Ghana, we want to stretch our hands with 100 United States dollars in Jesus' name.
We want to take this time to say thank you to our wonderful people who have blessed us. Let more be added unto you. That God means to be praised in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to thank you.
Yeah.
and Mr. Cabley. In the city of Monrovia, well, in Pennsylvania, August 18, 1986. Elementary school in a school called Christian Foundation School in the Puebla prior to the Liberian Civil Conflict. Later, entered Iraq International during high school. Only that, but he left and came to Ghana as a refugee. He attended the Bourbon Junior and High School in Ghana.
Amen.
He also attended the Bible Seminar in Ghana, where he was and God chose him to be a messenger.
Amen.
And he has traveled to other countries to preach the word of God. And there are no doubt that we cannot introduce him to this congregation. And he is nobody else but our son, our pastor, our brother, Pastor Timothy G. Cabley. Welcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, the Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 2, verse 1 downward, when the sons of God gathered together, the devil was in their midst to cause confusion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we're going to pray tonight one prayer. Every plan of the enemies against this program tonight, that power is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Utter that prayer tonight. Every authority that stands against the move of God tonight, every power that stands against the blessings of God in our midst tonight, by divine authority, that power is destroyed tonight. Utter that prayer right now. Wherever you are tonight, open your mouth to pray against every power of destruction, every authority against the word of God in our midst tonight.
Worth it. I am not qualified to invite
covered will be healed. Now, God is about to say a particular word about your condition. God is about to speak a word about your issues. God is about to say a word about your problems. We're going to put a prayer tonight. Father, say a word about my life. Speak a word about my children's life. Speak a word about our ministry. Speak a word about our future. Begin to pray that prayer now. Father, say a word about my life. Speak a word about my pastor. Speak a word about my future. Speak a word
for this great privilege given me. I believe I'm not qualified to stand in your midst tonight, but I believe the Bible says in the last day he shall pour his spirit upon all flesh, and the old man shall dream, and the young one shall prophesy. The word prophesy from that scripture means the young one shall proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I came along with my pastors by the grace of God. Mother Precious, are you with us tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Woman of God, can you introduce yourself, please?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Apple Clippers Road.
Amen.
This is Pastor Precious Allen from Trenton, New Jersey, on Wonder International Prayer Ministry.
Amen.
God bless you all. Amen.
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 I also came along with Minister Michael from Ohio, woman of God.
Amen.
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 I want to bless God for you all tonight. Give God a praise for another year again. He's allowed you to celebrate. Give God a praise. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I also came along with Minister Patricia tonight from Philadelphia, woman of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I came along with Mother Bima from Philadelphia. Mama, you are welcome.
I thank God plenty so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, wonderful. You're wonderful. You're great, Baba. So see the wonderful day. Thank you.
Amen. I came along with Mother Chala. Are you with us tonight? Okay, I came along with Edda Ty from, is that North Dakota, Edda Ty? God bless you.
Yes, man, God bless you, Rabbi. I want to take the fruit tonight. Then Holy Spirit come to everybody so they can say, oh, at National Prayer Line, they do well for Liberty Prayer Line. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And we also recognize our elder, Elder Dodo, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Thank
you.
I really prepared today, but the devil really been busy with our electricity here in Accra today.
No.
So our city power went off exactly when the program started, and I kind of thought, you know, I believe God is the kind of God that we don't understand, and he got his own way of manifesting his power in our midst tonight, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Yes. I also recognize Andy Samali, Shimala, Andy Evans.
Samala.
Uncle Samara, you are welcome, Papa. God bless you, Mama.
Amen.
I bless God for our father of the house, Uncle Liberty and Mother Liberty. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is your reaction toward the vision that God gave you that brought to reality every one of us here today. If you wouldn't have said yes to the vision God gave you, I believe previous years back, today we wouldn't have gathered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I bless God for you for being obedient to the Spirit of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, before I share the word, I want to sing one battle song, please.
Amen.
And the song say, Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer.
Amen.
It says, I clap on.
Amen.
man, you do blink.
Tonight, because of time, I want to wrap up. Turn to me in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
Okay.
If you are there tonight, I love a loud reader.
Proverbs 29:18, and it reads, where there is no vision, the people perish. For he that keepeth the Lord, happy is he.
In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, I want to speak to you tonight on the message I've entitled. I want to speak to you tonight on the message I've entitled. I want to speak to you tonight on the message I've entitled by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the power of vision. Somebody say the power of vision. Somebody repeat this, the power of vision. Now the Bible says, where there is no dream and vision, the people perish. Where there is no dream and vision, the people perish. Now, it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter your location, it doesn't matter your family background, it doesn't matter your level of education. If you don't have vision for living, your life has no meaning and no purpose. Now, what is vision? What is vision? A vision is the unfolding of divine plans and purpose. The unfolding of divine plans and purpose. Everyone is created to fulfill a purpose on this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, you are not created to walk around America. You are not created to roam around the world. You are created to fulfill a purpose for living.
God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. He said, before you were formed in the womb of your mother, I knew you. Hallelujah. Before you were created in the womb, in the belly of your mother, I knew you. And I have set you apart. I have separated you. I have consecrated you as a prophet to the nation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we are not on earth by accident. You are not on earth by mistake. You are on this earth, or you are on earth to fulfill the purpose of God concerning your life. In Jeremiah 29:11, God said in his word, he said, I have a good place that I did to work you. A place to establish you, not to harm you, to give you a better hope and a good future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So until you and I come to the place of discovering the place of God concerning our life, our struggle continues. Until we come to the place of discovering the purpose of God concerning our life, our problem continues. There are people today who come struggling today in the world. There are people who are confronted with a lot of obstacles. Why? Because they have not come to the place of discovering their purpose of existence. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, my God, Jehovah Sarah, Yeshua HaMashiach, will open your eyes that you will locate your assignment for living in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I said, I pray tonight that many of you for tonight, you shall locate your assignment for living in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beloved, God has a good place to work our life. And until that plan of God is discovered, our life has no meaning.
Yep.
I believe today, Uncle Liberty, Pastor Liberty, Bishop Liberty today, his honor, his web is honored today. Why? Because they have discovered their purpose of living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe today they are well respected in our midst because they are people of purpose and place. If you don't have place, nobody identifies you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen.
Now hear this. Some of you have already discovered your purpose for living. Some of you have discovered your plan for living. But you yourself don't know that what you are doing is probably the plan of God for your life. So you kind of confused as to whether what I'm doing is this what God wants me to do. You kind of confused. But I want to open your eyes tonight. If what you are doing is the plan of God concerning your life, I want to open your eyes to it tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number one, some of you are in the choir department. I think the secretary just called the choir department. Some of you are in the prophetic. Some of you are in the apostolic. You know, some of you are in various departments. But we want to know tonight as to whether this is my calling. We want to know as to whether this is my purpose for living. If it is your purpose, by the word of God, we shall shall know the truth by his word, and the truth shall set us free from poverty. The truth of the word shall deliver us from problems tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend.
How do I know that this is the plan of God concerning my life? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do I know that I'm called as a prophet? How do I know I'm called as a pastor? How do I know that I'm called as a musician? How do I know I'm called as a missionary? Divine peace. Somebody say divine peace.
Divine peace.
In Psalm chapter 85, verse 8, the Bible says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If what you are doing in America, in Liberia, it is the plan of God concerning your life, you will experience peace in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
If what you are doing, it is not the plan of God for your life, you cannot live a peaceful life. There are people today who are doing the opposite of what God is telling them to do. And that is why confusion, every time problem, every time worriedness, every time distraction. Why? Because that is not the plan of God for their life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe tonight the peace of God will fill your heart to fulfill your purpose in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen.
Number two, how do I know that this is the plan of God concerning my life? It is the plan of God concerning your life. It accompanies divine strength. Somebody say divine strength.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing you. Somebody say divine strength.
If
what you are doing is the plan of God for your life, you will experience divine strength. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15. The Bible says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it is the word of God for your life, you will experience divine strength. Now, if you don't have divine strength, that is today, you come on the prayer line to sing, tomorrow you are no longer there. Today you do it, tomorrow you tire. Today you do it, the next day you are sleeping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you're on the prayer line, tomorrow you're going to join the prayer line. When the bishop called you and asked you why you were not on the prayer line, Pastor, I was tired, I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. Even some of us tonight on the prayer line, we are snoring. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you come in the house of God to sing for him. Tomorrow you are no longer there. Today you come to preach. Tomorrow you are not in service. Tomorrow you come in death. The next day you are not there. When they ask you why you are not in our midst, you say you are tired. Now what I'm saying tonight, if it is the plan of God for your life, you will experience strength to carry it on forever. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus said, forces have hope. The bread of the air has met, but the son of man has nowhere to lay his head. That's divine strength. No sleeping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God empower us tonight with divine strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say may God empower us tonight with divine strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beloved, number three, how do I know what I'm doing is the plan of God for my life? If it is truly the plan of God for your life, you will have understanding of that plan in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There are many of us who are pursuing issues that we don't have understanding of what we are pursuing. There are many of us who want to walk in certain offices. We want to walk in other areas that we don't have understanding of the work we are doing. And if you don't have understanding, do it, leave it. Don't waste your time there. That is not where God is calling you. If God calls you to a particular place, he will give you understanding of that work. In Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible says, in the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, a thief was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Bethesda. And the thief was true, but the time appointed was long. And Daniel had understanding of the thief, and he had understanding of the vision. The vision that you don't understand, it is not vision, it is addiction. There are many of us who are running our own ambition with mistaking it for vision. And that is why we don't have understanding of what we are doing. Beloved, I want to encourage you tonight on the power of vision. If you don't have understanding of what you are doing, then leave it. It is not the will of God for your life.
Amen.
If you don't have understanding of your purpose, you have to forget it, because that is not where God is calling you.
Amen.
Because if you have understanding of what you are doing,
Amen.
Even in the midst of challenges, you are not moved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have understanding of your purpose in the midst of affliction, you are not moved, because you understand what I do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If you understand your purpose of existence, you can't be intimidated by people.
Amen.
If you understand where God is taking you, you can't be intimidated by your brother and sister around you.
Amen.
Even in the midst of challenges, you will exercise patience, because you understand what God said about your life.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's say amen.
Even in the midst of delay, you have understanding of what God has previously said concerning your vision. I strongly believe tonight that our father, the general overseer of this great vision, he has understanding of this vision. That's why even in the midst of affliction, in the midst of all the trials over the years, this vision stays steady. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the midst of confusion, in the midst of fight, where others were fighting, other people were leaving, people that he trusted to be here up to today, people that he believed in to stay by his side, they left him, but he was not moved, because he understood what God said to him. When people were speaking evil words against him, when people were castigating his family in America, he understood what God said concerning their vision. So he was never moved, even in the midst of the trial. So there you can see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, it is the plan of God for your life. God will give you divine understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four, how do I know that this is the plan of God for my life? If it is truly the plan of God for your life, how do I know you're going to experience people that will help to run the vision? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it is the will of God for your life, God will connect you with people that will help you to fulfill your purpose. I will connect you to people that will help you to fulfill your plan for living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, it was God that spoke to one person, but today on the prayer line, we got more than five different people that are doing other things on the prayer line. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God spoke to him alone, but God has to connect him with Erodoto. God has to connect him with Man Simale. Yes. Him with some of you there tonight, so help him run the vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you're a student from God, God will connect you with people that will support you financially in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's why you see now on the prayer line. Some of you there in Basel, God revealed himself to Nehemiah about the fall of Jerusalem. When Nehemiah received the vision, God empowered him with wealth. God empowered him with men to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the wall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe God took our bishop to America. I believe God took our father Liberty to America to give him this great vision to come back to Liberia and rebuild the nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And I believe some of you on this prayer line, this is just the beginning of what God is about doing on or in the ministry of Bishop Liberty. I want you to stay connected. Don't detach yourself from him. No, connect yourself to him. You stay connected because in the realm of the spirit, pretty soon, God is about to establish you people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pretty soon, God is about to take you people to the international level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is about to cause increase in this great ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even in the midst of all the ups and downs, I encourage you tonight, stay connected. Don't leave this ministry. Don't turn your back to the men of God. Don't speak against the men of God. No,
amen.
Just stay connected to where God has placed you. Until you stay here, you will not be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even if you are not blessed today, your church and churches to come will also benefit from this vision in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. So, what you are doing tonight, Mama, you are not doing it for yourself. They say that they are new manager and they are new again. I say a new animal and my own hero. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, they are afraid, they are the Kuji, 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 they are the they are the Kuji, they are the they are the Kuji, 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 they are the ministry that can support you, like a sonny, they are the Kuji, a bishop on you, Boba, ministry, and I get you. Take the Baba, the Yampa, the enemy, they are the same. Tion is here, they are telling you, they are here. This is a general.
Amen.
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 On a tear, Tin is here, this is a general.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I'm somewhere here tonight. The power of vision. I believe our Father has collected a vision that will change the life of so many people around the world. It's not only limited to Liberians, but I believe people around the world will benefit from this vision in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The world, renowned companies and organizations that we hear today in the world, it starts with only two or three people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter your size tonight. It is what God is saying tonight. And I bless God for Bishop Liberty. I bless God for all of the elders on the prayer line. I bless God for all missionaries on the prayer line. I bless God for all the choir, all the musicians. Everyone that is helping this mission, everyone that is supporting this vision tonight, it is my prayer. God will touch your life. God will increase your life. God will help your children. God will assist you. God will heal you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lay your hands on your heart tonight as I close. Place your right hands on your heart tonight as I close this prayer tonight. Makarabos Torebish. Rapapa Yeke Boso Torebush. The apple I saw go the acheco the Utefa. Makarabush. Rabbi Yeke Boso Torebish. Rabba Yabaribish. Leko Boso Torebe Yeke Bush. Vibraske Torebo Yekarabus. Makarabasa Terebe Yeke Rush. Zibaye Karabasa Torebe Yeke Bush. Zababa Yeko Bush. I don't know this lady that due for operation this month. I don't know who this lady that due for this surgery. I don't know if it's a kind of surgery in the realm of the spirit. I just saw them carrying you. They just carrying you right now on of this operation. I don't know who this lady is, but as I just told you people to place your hands where you desire that miracle. I just saw while they were lying you on the wheel in the hospital. I saw you just got up. Hallelujah. You just got up. I don't know who this lady is. You deal for this, I mean, surgery or operation, something I have to do with medication. I don't know who are you. That tonight they were just carrying you at the hospital in the realm of the spirit, but I saw you just woke up. The Holy Ghost begin speaking to me, check yourself, because the power of God has touched you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Makarabus. Le korebe de yekebusu turi de yekebus. Makarabus. I don't know, we came for program because of time, but I feel the prophetic unction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Makarabus. Now, I don't know what God is about doing concerning this name, Annie. I don't know who is Annie. Makabos. I don't know who is my Annie. Makabos. I don't know who is my Annie. But in the realm of the spirit, the Holy Ghost is speaking to me that powers are stand again for children this identical month, because in the realm of the spirit, I hear a name, Annie, that the Holy Ghost is about to put her children in problem in America.
Oh, yeah.
The devil has purpose to go up children in problem in America. I don't know what is happening, but I begin praying right now. I saw police right at this door, and I begin hearing the voice, Annie. I don't know who is my Annie. But as we begin praying right now, the Holy Ghost is saying, because we are on this front line, no devil will ever touch our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. No power of wicked and water will destroy the purpose of our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, place your right hand wherever you desire that change. The power of God is about touching you right now. Jesus, let your power begin to touch. At the count of three, God is about to move right now. At the count of three, God is about to touch somebody tonight. At the count of three, the Holy Ghost is about to manifest tonight. At the count of three, power is about to touch you tonight. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Marcus, what? God is about to touch you. You are that one that God is talking about. Two, I don't know who that person, but as you place your hands upon your belly, as you place your hands wherever you desire miracle, three, begin to touch you right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, touch tonight. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I find authority. I give your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Makarebus. Mekebus sotorebus. Sebebe yekebus. We thank you, Jesus. Makarebus. Mekebus ketus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what God is about doing, but the Holy Ghost began revealing when our bishop is about going to Liberia, he said, but I will call him later on and then share it with him personally. Because in the realm of the spirit, there are other things that I saw that is happening against even the ministry and so many things. But sometimes, you know, we got a lot of people tonight on the prayer line, and it's not sometimes cover for other people to hear, other people's personal matter. But this has to do with the ministry that the enemies want to stand against. But whosoever that stand against the move of God, God will expose them in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. Let your power affect things in the lives of our people. It is not me, but you take your glory tonight. We thank you for all of our pastors, Mother Precious. We thank you for Minister Michael, Minister Patricia, all of our elders, our missionaries, those that are connected tonight with our glorious family tonight. May you strengthen them. God increase in their ministry. God increase in their relationship tonight. We pray for divine establishment in their lives. We give you that glory. We give you that adoration. Stay blessed tonight in Jesus' wonderful name. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Quick, 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 quick Nigeria nipples are team of the Afuka, where I mean not yet. Miss Whoa, Papa. If I give a funny man, you and Saka Bruni Umbra. Get you an amount, give it that one amount, be back in Mario and Amaba. Game, but to be a Namaba, Saka get that bag and get away. On your mouth, you Saka boy, and give me a booty. I'm for the boss, whoa, give it.
I'm going to go to the house. I'm for my liver ticket. I'm going to go to the house. Ke akpati ke ase dero nufo ke otale akwani yoke masi bon apaso ke ye chene ne wawo ke bimuduwa wo ke nge ne segi pewe yoke ke akpa pugan duwa ke mpampu yesu wo sita emo oke sita choko ke bebe ke se won tenyu ye beti sembe ake nasa yone ne ake yone ne ke umewe yoke kwa sa yiblan su ibanyo wo demon emo ne pre lan wo bibanyo wo odo sami. Yeah, I guess I need to get any name for me as soon as I'm going to get some money. I'm going to get some money.
Amen. Because the measure came at the right time. Because it's only what they planned this right time and funny. So just clap your hand for Jesus. Just clap your hand for Jesus
Amen.
Often, when God is in our plan, you know, it can be as far. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the measure is very as funny. So when they say glory to the Lord, he will start a work, he will do a finishing touch. And he said, growing greatly, and I can see it, and he said, you can see it. So all we need, as the minister said, we need a strength of God and a wisdom that will continue to continue to call on God to do a finishing touch. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God for Mr. Liberty and Mother Liberty at this hour that we can put every nation together and that we can come together as fresh light and we can do His work. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Come on.
The Lord shall return to Zion with city.
That means tonight, as we are all leaving this prayer land, we are leaving tonight with everlasting joy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are leaving this prayer land tonight with everlasting testimonies in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are living tonight with our miracles. We are living tonight with our breakthrough. We are living tonight with new levels. We are living tonight with the glory of God upon our lives. We are living in prayer land tonight with the next dimension, the next experience of God in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray as we depart from this prayer line tonight, we pray for miracles, we pray for virtue, we pray for testimonies, we pray, Jesus, let your glory, let your light shine upon the lives of your people. You said we are the light of the world, and let our light so shine that men will see us and glorify you, God.